My text is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 20 to 24. Then he began to reproach the towns in which most of his miracles had been worked, because they refused to repent. "Alas for you, Chorazin! Alas for you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. And still I tell you, it will not go as hard on judgment day with Tyre and Sidon as with you. And as for you, Capernaum, did you want to be exalted as high as heaven? You shall be thrown down to hell. For if the miracles done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have been standing yet. And still I tell you, that it will not go as hard with the land of Sodom on judgment day as with you." I have often mused, and friends of mine have shared the same thought, if only I had been alive and seen the miracles of Jesus, oh, I would have had no problems in faith. All answers would be abundantly clear and doubts dispelled. And yet, at the time of Jesus, it was not so. And today's gospel reminds us that Jesus isn't here to dazzle us. There is nothing dramatic about our following of Christ. And you know, we have all seen miracles. 30 or so years ago, I never dreamt that I would see the end of totalitarian communism. I never imagined for a moment that this monolith of the Soviet Union would just tumble like a house of cards. A miracle. I have seen people locked in the prison of addiction. No hope. Helpless. And these people have been released from their prison and living good, wholesome, balanced lives. A miracle. Oh yes, we have all seen miracles. And it is in the gentle way of faith that we appreciate the miracles. As I say, not dramatic, not being dazzled. And in faith, we plod along. We don't see everything clear in one wonderful intuitive moment. We think of the words of John Henry Newman in the lovely Him, Lead Kindly Light. I do not ask to see the distant scene, one step enough for me. And so we don't go looking for miracles. We look for faith, the movement of the Spirit within us, helping us to cope with life one step at a time. And we pray that we will be able to say with Mary, in her confusion and her wondering and her doubting, "Be it done to me according to your word."